This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A third meeting of Israel's war cabinet set for Tuesday to decide on a response to Iran's first-ever direct attack was put off until Wednesday as Western allies eyed swift new sanctions against Tehran to help dissuade Israel from a major escalation. Israel's military chief of staff has promised Saturday night's launch of more than 300 missiles, cruise missiles, and drones from Iran at Israeli territory will be met with a response, but gave no details. Efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine is expected to dominate this week's meeting of Group of Seven foreign ministers. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The island of Capri is beefing up security measures on Tuesday ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting. Host Italy's top diplomat Antonio Tajani said on Monday that efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate the meeting.
We are united. This is crucial.
The ministers from major Western powers will present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Relatives on Tuesday urged foreign diplomats to pressure the Israeli government to secure a deal for the release of hostages remaining in Gaza.
How will you face the severe criticism over this war back home when you don't have a proper answer as to where it's going?
Yudi Gorin, whose cousin was believed to be killed on October 7th and his body held captive by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. After 6 months of fighting, there's still no sign of any breakthrough in U.S.-backed talks led by Qatar and Egypt to clinch a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. The first six jurors were selected on Tuesday to serve on Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial as the selection process continues to choose a panel of 12 members and six alternates who could be fair to the former U.S. president. The judge also warned lawyers he would not tolerate disruptions after saying Trump, the Republican candidate for president in the November election, was audibly muttering while a prospective juror was questioned. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 election. Trump has pleaded not guilty and denies an encounter took place. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a revolt within his own Republican Party as he vows to move ahead with U.S. funding for Ukraine and other allies. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Johnson's thin Republican majority is again sending the aid, which would force him to rely on Democrats to help pass it. Kentucky's Thomas Massie says he's had enough.
We need a speaker who is not doing everything Chuck Schumer wants.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion.
Johnson says he knew it would be a tough job.
I regard myself as a wartime speaker.
And says he will move forward with votes to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, though his multi-part plan leaves out a key GOP priority, southern border security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British lawmakers voted on Tuesday and cleared the first hurdle on a smoking ban, a key policy announced by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak last year. The bill will make it illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone born after January 1, 2009. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Sunak's plan would impose some of the world's strictest anti-smoking rules and has angered some members of his governing Conservative Party, including former Prime Ministers Liz Truss and Boris Johnson, who say the state should not interfere in how people live their lives. British Health Secretary Victoria Atkins defended the measure in the House of Commons Tuesday.
It will not affect current smokers' rights or entitlements in any way. And indeed, we want to help them to quit. We are supporting them by almost doubling the funding for local stop smoking services. But instead, this bill is looking to the future.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States has provided assurances requested by the High Court in London, which could finally pave the way for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited from Britain. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.